Okay, item six, update regarding Cesera's receipt of a favorable letter of determination from the Internal Revenue Service effective December 4th, 2014. Very impressive, everyone. Very impressive to get this done so quickly and get the letter of determination issued so quickly. Thank you, everyone.
You can see the IRS is still using a selective typewriter from 1984, so they haven't depreciated.
No, what I was thinking.
They don't get that 3-year new equipment, do they?
This is the kind of letter you would like to receive, but leave it to a government agency to make it as dreary, as overwhelmingly negative. You know, it's like getting a letter from the lab saying the results came back, they're good, and here are the following 29 caveats.
Yes.
They may not be good tomorrow.
They may not be good next week.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love those typewriters. They were just wonderful.
Karen?
One good thing about this is that Cesera is now on a regular 5-year filing schedule with the IRS as a Cycle C filer. So the next time we will have to file will be in January of 2019. In the meantime, of course, we have an obligation to continue to maintain our plan document, which includes the CERL, PEPRA, and everything else, some of the major policies that this board has adopted, make sure that we're implementing them correctly and that we're complying with the terms of the provisions in our plan document.
Okay.
And there is a, I don't know if everyone's aware, but there's a substantial amount of work that goes into preparing the submission. And I'd like to thank Karen Levy for all of her hard work with that.
Consider your personal income tax return times 10,000.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And I thank everybody else, our outside consultants and our staff, for helping out.